I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is Best to the Nest, the podcast that's all about creating happy, healthy, beautiful homes that prepare us to fly.
Oh, don't we love it? And we want to be flying. You can hear the birds chirping here in Minneapolis.
Finally!
It is an urban flooding ice zone with potholes that will break your car in two. But
the birds are
alas,
singing.
The birds are chirping. Isn't that just a fine way to look at life? You can see all of the things that are causing you trouble as you get in your on your way. But then there are some signs that hope is
there
on the horizon.
Go.
It's good.
Hope is on the horizon. I hope the snow is done for all of you.
I don't think we're quite there, but that is okay. So if you're just tuning in, I'm in St. Paul in the Hubbard Broadcasting Studios here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is where Marjorie and I used to do our radio show together. But then Marjorie, she flew south.
I did.
And so where are you?
I'm in Phoenix. And so it's this beautiful weather here. I rode my bike today already and watched the sunrise. It's quite lovely. And
I don't say
that to rub it in. It's just there's hope, everybody. And you can always come visit me.
Well, today is a really great topic because we are going to talk about beauty and wellness. I've been a beauty product junkie, Marjorie, since I was probably 13.
See, this is interesting because I was not. And I really didn't start wearing makeup consistently until my mid-40s.
Wow.
I know.
Now, when I was a kid, my mom had, when we turned 13, she took us to like the Clinique counter at the mall. And it was our birthday gift. And we got to go and sit and have our makeup done by the makeup counter girl.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then she bought us really pretty neutral eyeshadows and like a really lovely little mascara. And her thought was if she could empower us to know what to do with makeup and know what would really just accent our natural beauty, that we would be less likely to smear black eyeliner all over our faces, which is what she didn't want to see.
Your mom is so smart.
Well, and she's a Texan. So, you know, makeup has always been something that's been important to her. The higher the hair, the closer to God.
You know, it's so true. And I love that you say that about her, that she's a Texan. She is a buttoned up, beautiful woman. I mean, and I love that she passed that on to her daughters. My mother is also quite lovely. That was never a part of her, that was never her thing. And so I'm sure my mom wore makeup. I mean, of course she did. She was a working woman, but it was never part of what we did. And I have three older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a family of girls.
Look at that.
And I did, you know, I did wear makeup like if I'd go to a dance, but I also went to an all-girl Catholic school.
True.
Where none of that was stressed. And I don't even know if we were allowed to wear makeup. I think we were, but it just wasn't a thing. It just wasn't a thing. And then it's funny, though, like once I got into my 40s and sort of your skin texture changes and your face gets a little blotchier and the skin tone changes, that's really when I started to care about makeup. But I still suck at it. I'm just going to say that.
I do. I think, though, when it comes to makeup, I mean, however much makeup you choose to wear is your choice, right? Like, I'm loving Alicia Keys and her no makeup thing right now. I think it's absolutely fabulous. On days that I'm not on TV, I don't wear makeup the whole day. And I love it. But I think there is something really important about the connection between feeling good and then looking good. And if you can merge the two.
Oh, yeah.
You sort of set yourself up for a self-care routine that's actually boosting you from the inside out. And then just sort of you're putting your freshest, happiest face forward when you leave for the day. So that's how we sort of relate this topic to Best to the Nest. And we have a guest today, Marjorie, who you are absolutely going to love. So her name is Laura Lemon. That's her real name. I just want you to know.
Her parents are brilliant.
It's so cute. Her name is Laura Lemon, and she's the founder of Lemon Lane, which
is... It just gets better and better.
I know.
Names just get better and better.
It's so cute. It's a natural beauty and wellness shop. So their flagship location is in Nashville, where Laura and her husband live. And then they just opened a second location in Houston. And Laura has a really wonderful belief that your skincare and your beauty routines should be fun, effective, and good for you, because the idea is that looking good starts with feeling good. And Laura's journey has been one that I've followed for a long time because she happens to be my youngest sister's best friend from college.
Love this.
So we call her Lollipop Lemon Drop in our house, and we have known her. I've known Laura since she was 18, and it's been so fun to see her evolution as makeup artist and working for different corporations to having this dream. She had this dream about this store for a very long time before it finally came to fruition. And it is an experience type of retail, Marjorie, where you go in and you do not want to leave. I'm not kidding.
That's the only kind of retail I like now.
So
give
Laura,
me a good experience.
No kidding. Laura's with us. Hi, Laura.
Hi, guys.
She's in her jammies in Nashville and we love it so much. It's fabulous.
Right. Hey, Laura, I'm a former Nashvillian.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Pancake Pantry.
That's so funny. How long did you live here?
I lived there about 3 or 4 years. I lived right near Vanderbilt.
Right
in the city. It truly is one of the cities that I really regret leaving. We had such a good time there. It's a wonderful, wonderful city.
Yeah, the people are really friendly, and it's just boom town right now, too. It's really growing.
Laura has been so successful with this shop, and it is so much fun. So at the core, let's talk about the shop quickly before we get to this wellness and beauty connection, Laura, because when we talk about an experience, the oil bar is at the center of that experience at Lemon Lane. And so I want you to share with everybody what you get to do when you go to the oil bar.
Yes, that's really our heart and soul of experiencing Lemon Lane is our oil bar. And I like to think it's the first of its kind. It's an opportunity to sit down with our in-house experts, what we call our oil bar baristas, and they take time to really learn your skin. So you fill out a quiz that asks you about, you know, your skincare routine, your preferences, your wellness routine even, and they take all this information and they formulate a custom facial oil blend for you on the spot that you get to take home. And alongside of that, we also talk to you about other products in the store. So it's a really kind of a fun way or a great opportunity to just dive into Lemon Lane and get to know exactly what we're bringing to the table.
So let's go back to foundationally oil. I've been doing that I've been doing for a very long time. I actually like the feeling of oils on my skin. Probably since my 30s, I've been putting some sort of oil on my skin, and I still do it at night. I don't know that it's not custom. You know, I'll use lavender oil or vitamin E or pretty much whatever I have.
Right.
But tell everybody the benefits of oil.
Yeah, well, you're ahead of your time. I feel like I'm still educating a lot of our customers on oil because unfortunately, a lot of babies that grew up in the 80s and 90s thought oil was bad for your skin.
Oil-free everything.
Yes, and oil, I mean, don't even get me started on fat-free, which is a whole other topic. But, you know, it's petroleum-based products that are oil are not great for their skin, but natural plant-based botanicals are wonderful. Some even mimic the pH balance of your skin. You know, there's so many different ones. I think for every plant in the world, you could potentially make an oil or an extract out of. For us, we kind of take a look at all the different types of oils, and then that's where the customization part comes in, and we can formulate it for your unique skin. So if you have acne-prone skin, there's certain oils that really address even bacteria growth or oil production, and then there's other oils that are better for more brightening or your skin texture that would be more for anti-aging.
Oh my gosh, it's
so
fun.
It just depends. Yeah, it's really fun.
So for the people that can't get to Nashville, what would be sort of the go-to oil I'll just ask for myself, for anti-aging?
I would say rosehip, hands down. It is what I call a natural retinol. It's really high in vitamin A and has a lot of carotenoids in it. And then I love jojoba oil. Jojoba oil is one that mimics the pH balance of your skin. So when you apply it to the top of your skin, it just kind of soaks right in. It doesn't linger. And I think people that are new to oils really appreciate that. They don't want that heavy oil feeling. So that would be a good one. Jojoba, rosehip. And then you could throw in some fun like essentials in there. Like I love that you're using lavender. I think that's great, especially for more redness prone skin and sensitive skin. Or you can even throw in neroli, which is orange blossom, and that helps with just brightening effects.
Oh, that's great. And you know, I wasn't ahead of the curve in my family because I'll tell you, my mother put oil on her skin. That's where I picked it up. Because she was put, it's actually like very old school. A lot of women, you know, in the day would put on, and this is going to gross you out, but like olive oil, or I knew of a woman who put Crisco oil on her face.
Oh, man.
So I'm loving
it. It is vegetable oil, I guess.
I know. I am loving the idea of the oil bar and the experience and not a can of Crisco.
Yeah.
So much better.
Right.
But I think women have been doing it a long time, sort of these things that were passed down from their moms, because there's always been, at least for people that are getting older, there's always been skincare. It's just evolved and it got more sophisticated. And I love this trend of going back to sort of natural oils. I think that's the amazing, wonderful thing.
It's really incredible when you go into Laura's store because the setup for each. She's got like little different product sections. So like cleansers, moisturizers, and the shelves are set up like it's your own medicine cabinet at home. So all the testers are there so you can like touch everything and feel everything and kind of feel like you're in your home. Feel like you can imagine how it would be if you had these products in front of you in your own bathroom. And then there's this wellness wall, which is where I get like mesmerized by all of the fun things that are there. Because Laura has a specific mission, which is that looking good starts on the inside. So Lolly, let's talk about that connection and kind of where you first started to really recognize that you weren't going to be able to put your best face forward if you didn't tackle what was going on inside your body.
Yes, that was really the genesis of Lemon Lane. I had been in the beauty industry for so long, but I actually had a lot of cystic acne early on and suffered with some digestive issues. And I was navigating that and trying to figure it out. And my skin was also reflecting this. And I didn't put two and two together until I really started to clean up my wellness routine. I started to do more yoga and practice helping with my stress levels. You know, all these things kind of clicked, and I was like, wow, this is really the best way to address any skin concerns. I mean, I just got tired of buying a cream that someone said this is going to be the best thing, it's going to change your life. Mm-hmm. And I think we've all been victims of that.
Yeah.
It just kind of fell flat.
And then $110 later, you're like, what?
Exactly.
What happened?
And I have like five of those collecting dust in my cabinet. And I just kind of woke up to say, okay, let's start from the basics. And I think ultimately what I believe in is, you know, your skin knows what to do. We just have to get out of the way. It knows how to heal itself. It knows how to have the best skin that you can have. But the problem is we're living a modern life. Maybe aren't eating as well. Mm-hmm. We have higher stress levels. We are putting things on our skin that are very abrasive and can throw off that balance. So it's just navigating that. And I felt like I couldn't truly give an authentic beauty experience without having that as a core part of the experience.
It's a totally holistic experience when you go in, and you really empowered, and you just kind of feel like, all right, let's figure out what might be best for you. So Laura is not an MD, you know, let's just say that, put that out there. That being said, she has done a ton of research on different like superfoods and things like that that we can be incorporating in our diet to really just help us support good energy levels and positive health, and then in turn having great skin. So what are the things that you're most excited about, Laura, on your wellness wall? And then I'll be, of course, emailing you later to order them directly. Thank you.
That's fine by me.
Thank you so much.
I always, you know, the way we train our team is you start with gut health first and foremost. I truly believe if you don't have that operating correctly, then nothing else matters. You can eat the most superfood rich, antioxidant rich things or medicines, but if you can't absorb them, it just doesn't matter. So we actually talk a lot about digestion at our store. It's amazing the types of conversations that come up, but so often that's where you find the underlying cause. So for me, probiotics are a great addition to, especially if you're starting new. Digestive enzymes are kind of an unsung hero that I have seen a world of difference in my own digestion from. Probiotics, of course, are the good bacteria that are lower in the digestive system, and they help break down your nutrients and absorb, mm-hmm. whether that's vitamins or minerals. And digestive enzymes are further up in the digestive tract, and those are going to get the particles in a better place for your probiotics to absorb. So if you're not able to digest properly at the beginning stage, then it doesn't really matter what happens at the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
it
great.
Does. But tell me, you said you see a big difference for yourself when all of that's in order. What do you see? Because this is something I don't do very well, and I'm really curious about this. So when you say sort of you take probiotics, what differences do you see and where?
I see less acne for myself, and everyone's a little different. Less acne. My skin feels less dull. I think it just feels brighter and, you know, even, I don't know, more plump, which is a funny word to use. But
yeah.
That's what
No. It's like that youthful collagen. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. And this takes time, right? I think everyone wants a quick fix, but it's really, your could take more, you know, 4 weeks to 3 months, depending on your system. But it's really a lifestyle change, too. So as you start incorporating probiotics, hopefully you're cleaning up your diet, too. I mean, you can't supplement your way out of a bad diet, period. But that's at least kind of a point in which you might want to try something new. I mean, probiotics are really easy way to add. And I always say to take them at night. That's when your body is at its restful stage and can really help, I don't know, keeps it in balance. And so you're right. able to absorb those probiotics a little better.
Oh, that's good to know. I need to start doing that, taking my probiotics at night. You learn something every day talking to Laura.
So you do this, Elizabeth? You take probiotics?
Well, I'm an on-again, off-again person. So like right. with supplements, I have to, my struggle with probiotics is that most of the kinds that I buy need to be refrigerated. And then if I don't have things sitting out on my counter, then I'm really bad about taking it. So now what'll happen is after this conversation with Laura, I'm going to be on fire good about taking them for like 3 weeks. and then I'll be back to whatever. But I mean, I think your point here is really that what's happening on the inside is so reflected on the outside. And I mean, we can all think about the last time you ate a cupcake and how you felt right after. Like, it feels so good in the moment, and then it feels so bad right after you've done
that cup. You get a cupcake sit.
Yeah.
Do you guys mean like happens. When I ate the chocolate-covered donut this morning? Is that what the feeling you're talking about on my way?
That's an intense way to start the day.
It is. It was a mistake, and I only ate half of it. It was a mistake because I don't feel good.
Oh, my gosh. See, if you were at least like maybe taking some of these superfoods and the probiotics, it would help a little bit.
So, yeah, once you get your gut health figured out, then I like to move people to minerals. And these aren't as sexy as maybe, you know, the acai berries mm-hmm. or the goji berries, but it's something that unfortunately we're all very much lacking. I think the last statistic I saw was like over 50% of Americans are lacking in magnesium. And magnesium is one of the most abundant minerals on Earth. So you think we'd all have enough levels of. But unfortunately, our modern lifestyle and our soil depletion and stress levels, that magnesium is really low. And magnesium is so important in the body's function. So it's available in over 800 cofactors in the body. So it helps with a little bit of everything from digestion, hormone balance, to energy levels. So when you don't have enough, it really can affect systemically the whole body. And so that's one that I take every day. And for me, it really helps with my stress levels and anxiety. And I think, you know, there is a lot of correlation with stress and inflammation on the skin. So if you can do, you know, whatever that means, if that means magnesium or yoga or, you know, whatever works for you, if you can get your stress levels down, then that can really have a huge impact on how your skin looks.
I'm interested in the magnesium, Laura, because I've seen two people like take a spray and you can spray it mm-hmm. on topically. Is that right?
Yes. So there's a couple ways. I mean, we sell both forms. We have a capsule form that you take internally. I unfortunately have some digestive stuff that I'm still working through. So for me, it's a little too sensitive, but some people love it for that reason. Mm-hmm. Meaning like it helps you move, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So keep things moving and a grooving.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, I prefer the topical spray, which I do at night around probably 8 to 10 sprays either on the bottom of my feet or on my stomach. And it is a saline solution, so it can be kind of sticky. That's the only downside.
Okay.
But it's the thing with these wellness products, it's subtle. It's not like you're popping a pill of Xanax and gonna feel it in, you know, a couple hours. It's subtle. And I think what you find is when you come off of them, that's when you notice the impact that they're making. So for me, I was like, okay, is this working? You know, I test every product. And so I had been trying it for a couple of weeks and I got lazy. I went off of it. And then I noticed I wasn't sleeping as well. And I was waking up in the morning with that kind of anxious feeling. Mm-hmm. And so then I brought it back in and I could see that kind of difference once I started incorporating it again.
Oh, I love that.
So that's one of my favorites for wellness. I would say collagen is another one that I can't say enough about. You know, this kind of goes back to ancient traditions in a lot of ways. This is found in bone broth, which was present in every culture. And unfortunately, we just don't get enough of it. Something probably our great grandmothers ate regularly. And it forms in the broth from boiled animal bones. So it's an animal product. There's no such thing as vegan collagen. Don't let anyone tell you that there is. For me, that one is really great for my dry skin. Same story. When I come off of it, I notice my dry skin's back like right now. So I need to go restock.
Yeah.
And you get an added benefit of your intestinal lining. So I always like to tell people, and this is kind of an aha moment, that your intestinal lining is actually your skin. I mean, you're basically a donut. You have a hole on the top and a hole on the bottom.
Oh my gosh, you are speaking Marjorie's language.
That's like the best thing I've ever heard. I'm a donut.
We are. We're all donuts. You slice us in the middle, you know, we're Anyway, so, you know, you have to protect that lining. And when you protect the inner lining, it is going to help with nutrient absorption, less inflammation, even allergies. There's been scientific proof that allergies can be decreased. So collagen actually helps with that, too. Not only your skin you see on the outside, but also internally.
Well, in the anti-aging fight, collagen is like the magic word, is because that's what gives women, or men too, but gives you that youthful sort of plumped up look. You know, as you get older, your cheeks get sort of, you know, they sort of sink and you lose that sort of vibrancy. And so when you're looking at sort of an anti-aging use of collagen, is it a pill? Is it a powder? Is it something topical? I to be honest, have all three. So, but I'm wondering what's the best?
Great question. We get that question a lot. I think the best form is a powder that you take either, you know, use it in something that you drink every day or eat every day. So some people, if they're coffee people, that's great to add into there and just mix it around. If you love soups or smoothies, and it can be used savory or sweet, it doesn't really have a strong flavor, so it can go either way. That's the way I feel like it works best. And again, you have to make sure your digestion is working to properly break it down, and that's where the digestive enzymes can really help. So if you're not seeing a result, you might check with that, with the gut health side.
Okay, that's good to know. That's what I need to do, because I need a little refresh, because every time I do that collagen, I break out in this weird neck rash. Laura, I think I've told you about this.
I know. Yeah.
It's a very strange thing. And everyone like sings the praises of the collagen. And I get like this weird, Marjorie, it's so bizarre. It's right on my neck. And it's like this strange, dry skin, like scaly rash. And I'm wondering if it has something to do with like, it's just my body isn't processing it because there's something else going on.
Yeah. Have you tried Vital Proteins? Like those brand? And I'm sure you drink bone broth.
I've tried.
Too,
I do bone broth all the time. Yeah. I don't get it but with bone broth, because I make bone broth just in the slow cooker, and then I use it for all sorts of things.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
So you're getting it naturally.
Well, because I save all of my chicken bones. So I do it with chicken, and every time I make chicken, or like, you know, I buy a rotisserie chicken or whatever, I save the bones in a big Ziploc bag in the freezer, and then when I have enough, I pop it all in the slow cooker with you know, carrots and celery and onion and some peppercorns and a bay leaf, and then I just set it on low and I let it go for like 24 hours. So it has to go for a long time.
That's the preferred method. If you can do that every day, that's perfect, because you're getting all the other nutrients around that, not just the collagen.
Not just the collagen with the powder.
Yeah, so you're good. Yeah. I would just continue doing that.
Question from the non-cook. So what do you do with the bone broth? Do you drink that?
You can drink it. You can use it. I use it in soup. Like I make soup at least once a week. And so I just use it as the broth for soup. And I freeze it.
As your base. Okay.
Yeah. I just use it as the broth for soup. I will make grains in it. So like if I'm making quinoa or something like that, I just use the broth instead of the water. Instead of water, I use the broth, and that helps a ton. And then you get some of that fat with the grains too, because you know it should be the bone. You know, bone broth is different from like chicken stock or just like regular broth, because it's cooked for so long, or sometimes they'll pressure cook it, so whatever. But that means that you're getting all of that collagen, which, and the gelatin, which looks like it's like shiny fat globules on the top of it, and that's what you want.
That is so impressive to me. But this is what's interesting, is all of these things that we're trying to do to keep ourselves healthy, women did for generations.
For sure. Yes. This is old school.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. But probably, as you said, it's probably better than just a collagen powder, right?
Definitely. I always tell our customers, like, if you can do it with food, whether that's probiotics with sauerkraut, and then by all means, do that first. But unfortunately, the reality is, that's just not realistic for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sauerkraut every day is not realistic.
Unless you're like my German grandmother. My mom always says that her grandma would eat a bite of sauerkraut before every single meal. It was just like, there was always a little bowl of sauerkraut, and you'd eat some of it before every meal. Yeah. I mean, these were like hardcore old school German Lutherans who were like intense and determined to live until the end of time with just grit and just, you know, a little bit of anger. That's like how it was.
And Elizabeth, that's a different best.
That's a different thing. That's
grit,
like,
and anger.
Yeah. Like little emotional connection, lots of sauerkraut. That's what was happening, I think, with that that part of the family.
They're smart ladies.
Oh gosh, yeah. But that digestive, I mean, and you see those probiotic rich foods in so many different ancient cultures, and then even today, I mean, you know, Koreans eat kimchi, and it's on everything, and it's all part of, it was about preserving food, but then also all of those wonderful probiotics that come along with it.
We were just doing, I produce food TV here in Phoenix, and one of our other producers took these lovely women out to an Asian market, and they sort of walked through the different kinds of things you could find there, and they found pig trotters, you know, pig's feet.
Yeah.
And one of the women said, oh, these are great. You know, my grandmother used to eat these. There's so much collagen in it. And I was like, what? but you're right. There's all sorts of ways that I think different cultures have integrated these things that they probably over time and passed through the generations knew that it made them feel good, like a little bit of sauerkraut before every meal. I just find that fascinating.
Laura, it has to be really incredible to find out from people, you know, when they start to really make some changes and make some shifts, how they're looking, and then more importantly, how they're feeling. What are people saying when they come back to your store because they're addicted to it?
Yeah, it's really rewarding. I think I never wanted to create an experience where it just felt so surface level and,
yeah,
and almost materialistic, I guess. And so for me, it's, I always tell our team, you know, we're here to empower the customer and plant seeds of information, but this seed may grow into a huge tree, you know, in a month, or it might take 10 years to grow into like a little bush. but the point is that we're giving them the information and the tools and having them kind of be curious and allowing them to ask questions and support their journey. Because I definitely don't want to be dogmatic. Everyone's at a different point in their journey. I know for myself, I'm still learning, and it's been, gosh, 12 years in the making of me trying to sort through my own stuff. So I just, yeah, I love seeing kind of the light bulb go off for our customers. I think that's my favorite part. And whenever I'm having a bad day, I just, not that I'm having a bad day today, but this week's been a little crazy, and I'm making myself get my butt in the store later today just to reinforce kind of what we're doing and why we do it.
Yeah.
What would you say to women? I mean, I think skincare, and this is one of the things, I was just watching a facial tutorial last night, actually, and the woman was showing all of the products that she uses on her face. And a lot of, you know, where my concerns are right now are just anti-aging. I'm probably never going to get a facelift, but I'd like to look great when I'm 80. You know, I'd like to look as good as I can. When women may not want to spend a lot of money on skincare, and I think skincare really, I mean, I think people should be super focused on it really from their 20s on, because everything you do through the decades is going to have an effect of how you look when you actually start to see
wrinkles
and all those things.
And even multi-generational. I mean, they're finding now that the things that you're doing now affect your genetics, right? So you're looking at
one to two
generations after you. It's amazing.
Okay, that was just a frightening statement.
I know. I know.
That was really
scary. It's a lot about the gut health. You got to focus on that gut health.
That was really scary. But what would your advice be? You start with gut health, which I love, minerals, and then go sort of to the outside of your skin. But in terms of, you know, how much money women should be spending on these things, what do you say to them? All of these tools that are out there, what is your recommendation?
It's such a big range.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh, I feel like a new beauty company is on my radar every day. It's amazing to see the industry just growing. I say do what makes you happy. I'm not the woman that has 10 steps in my routine, but some women love that, right? And if it makes them happy and brings them joy that they do that and that's their me time at the end of the night, awesome, more power to you.
Okay.
If you're the woman that just uses coconut oil for everything and that's your makes you happy, even better. I think it's just making sure that you actually love your beauty routine. I find so often women are just, meh, you know, like, I need something else. This isn't working for me. So our goal is to really dig in to figure out, okay, well, what works with your lifestyle? Are you the mom of three kids and have 2 minutes at night to get ready? Or do you really take that time? You know, so we dig in and ask a little more questions. I think in terms of the best places to kind of gut check yourself, I think cleansing is number one. And I think too often people just, oh, I'm just going to grab the cleanser that looks pretty at the drugstore and just use that, you know?
Or whatever soap is sitting there.
Yeah. Or maybe like a bar soap in your shower. And I think we just go right to the serums, the moisturizers, the anti-wrinkle creams, but cleansing, I'm telling you, is the key to getting the routine going right. It's really the baseline. So if you think about it, your skin produces natural oils, actually has its own microbiome that is connected to your internal system too. So when you're using a cleanser that is not a high quality, it doesn't mean it has to be really expensive, but you know, a cleanser that suds up and strips your skin. If you're ever feeling like your skin has that squeaky clean feeling afterwards, that's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah. Just stop that now.
Okay.
I'd rather that, you know, the individual does not cleanse. So just making sure you're using something that is really soothing and you know, great for sensitive skin even. Just, I guess the thing to compare it to, this is a non-natural example. But you know the Cetaphil cleanser?
Yeah.
That doesn't sudge. So something like that that's just really calming, nourishing would be perfect. So even an oil cleanser or a cream cleanser that looks like a moisturizer.
Well, the cleanser has been a big game changer for me, Laura. Like that Laura carries Tata Harper products, which are admittedly a splurge. But they are fabulous. And the oil cleanser from Tata Harper gets all like makeup that I layer on throughout the day because I've got different TV things throughout the day.
Right.
Gets it all off. And then I do like just a cream cleanser. I also really loved the cleanser, Laura, that you sent me home with a sample of it. And I need to get a full thing of it, of the Indi Lee cleanser. I thought mm-hmm. was really fantastic. And then you use that after the oil to just get all of the residue off. But all the makeup is gone, but I don't feel like my skin is stripped.
Exactly. Your skin is still intact. And that's the secret. So if you can make sure that you're starting from a good point there, then as you add the other products, your skin is more able to absorb them and function a little better.
See, that's really key because that's something I don't do. And I'll tell you, Laura, I don't normally take notes. I'm taking notes. So this is a really good time. But I will say I'm missing on the cleanser thing. And I think that's probably a really important thing for a lot of people to know because
it's usually the least expensive, too. I mean, you see such a huge difference. And usually cleansers in your routine are, you know, closer to $10 to $20. It's not like you're spending $100.
Yeah, they're the least expensive of the part. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Laura, we love having you. This has been so much fun. And there's so much to talk more about with Laura, like Laura's jump and leap out of the corporate world and into her own business. So you have to promise us that you'll come back because
I'd love to.
I want to talk more about that at some point too. And I really want to encourage you, like if you are booking a girls trip, I mean, I did this with three of my best girlfriends. We did a girls trip to Nashville and booked appointments at the oil bar to see Laura and then went in. Oh my gosh, Lolly, we spent like 3 hours there.
We bought the whole store.
It was a big sales day. I mean, Laura knows that when I roll in with my peeps, there's going to be some spending going on.
So I wanted to tell you guys, too, I'm obsessed with the name of your podcast.
Oh.
And I think I've said it every day since Liz told me about it. And it's already making an impact in my life by just saying the name. Because my husband and I work together. So it's like, okay, how can we both bring our best to the nest when we get
there
home?
There you go.
Listen, it's just like the conversation that you were having with us, Laura. It's a journey. I mean, nobody is their best all the time. I mean, and your best in the nest. It's about like kind of working towards that and having that intention while still giving yourself a lot of grace and understanding that it's just not going to be that way every single day. These conversations, I know, I mean, I'll speak for me and Marjorie. It's just making both of our lives so much better. Don't you think, Marjorie Punnett?
Absolutely. And the beautiful word there is grace.
That is the truth. Okay, Lolly, we're going to let you go and go visit Laura. If you're in Nashville, she's got a new location in Houston. We are pushing hard for a third location in Minneapolis. I will keep you posted on that. I'll be her personal PR machine when that happens because we would love to have her here. And check out their website. We'll be posting links to Lemon Lane and you can also see more. And is an online store, do you think, in the future, Lolly? I know that you're all about the experience.
Yes. It is.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And can I just make a pitch for Phoenix before Minneapolis?
I'm in more need than Elizabeth is.
Oh, you. All right, Laura. Thank you so much. We love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Laura Lemon. Lemon Lane. She's a dream, Marjorie. You will love this store.
I wish I still lived in Nashville. And seriously, I would scout real estate for her.
It's worth going, yeah.
I will find a place for her here in Phoenix.
We did a Twin Cities Live trip to Nashville, too. And I brought 45 viewers with me. And we rented out the store. So we did like a private shopping event at Lemon Lane.
That's great.
And rented it out. And everyone just loved it. It was just so fun because it is about the experience. And it's about just being intentional about your choices, about what you're putting into your body and what you're putting on your body, and then the impact that that can have. It goes so far beyond this vanity idea of beauty or just looking young or looking like you're supposed to. It's an in-depth experience that brings a lot of positive effects to your life. So well, I just thought it was, I was really excited to get to talk to her today.
Well, I do love the whole idea of starting with gut health. Inside out is so important. And then back to the oil bar. Like I said, I have been doing oils on my face for a long time. And what people don't realize, when you use some of the things like rosehip or jojoba or coconut oil, they tend to be, maybe not so much coconut, but they tend to be lighter. And when I put it on at night, if you get into a routine of putting those on at night, and I've never had like a custom oil done, which is actually, that would be really exciting.
So fun.
So if you put that on your face, what it is, and this goes back to, again, the idea of best of the nest, when you wake up in the morning, your skin is sort of supple and soft, as opposed to if you don't put anything on at night or if you're using really harsh creams or whatever, I would never wake up feeling like my skin was really soft.
Yeah.
When you put the oils on, it's wonderful. And my routine is I do that at night. And then in the morning, Elizabeth, I, you know, I take a shower, I clean my face, all that. And I put oils on in the morning and then I don't put any makeup on. I ride my bike to the bus that I take to work. So it's about a 10-minute bike ride. And then I put my makeup on the bus, but so it like soaks in. So the oil soaks in.
I love it.
On my bike ride over. And it just, it's a really, plus this, it smells good.
I know.
So all of those beautiful things are all about sort of a holistic way of feeling good. But I'm really excited about the gut health. I'm going to get on that today.
Getting on it, getting some good stuff. All right, Marjorie, it's been so much fun. What another good episode of Best to the Nest, if I do say so myself.
There you go, Elizabeth. Love that.
All right, talk to you soon.
See y'all.